93.9 The Country Moves, number one for today's best country, Jesse in the morning. And joining us now, we're talking about an upcoming storm chasing class with NIAC's Continuing Education. It's going to be a great online class. And joining us is the person who is teaching the class, someone who has a lot of experience with storm chasing, meteorologist Adam Frederick is on with us here this morning. Adam, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great, Adam. I appreciate
great,
you
Jesse.
Joining us. Yeah, appreciate
happy
you. Doing great. Appreciate you joining us on the show this morning. Let's talk about this. I know, obviously, you teamed up with NIAC here to put on this storm chasing class. And maybe just first off, what kind of brought about this idea? I know you have a ton of experience, obviously, chasing storms and with meteorology.
That's right. You know, I ended up going to Iowa State back in the mid-90s for meteorology, chased my first tornado back, I believe it was 1996, and since then I've seen over 80 tornadoes ranging from down in Kansas all the way, you know, up to Minnesota. It's really amazing. It's quite a sight to see. I learned a lot about them when I went out there and actually started chasing storms. And so what I like to do is I like to have these classes where they kind of supplement the National Weather Service Storm Spotter training classes. You don't have to have that to be able to take this class of mine, but if you've taken it, this also isn't just going to be redundant either. This is the type of class that people will be able to take information from and apply it. So that way they're driving down Highway 18 someday, they see a big thunderstorm in front of them, they're going to have the ability to assess it and say, okay, this is probably safe for me to be able to drive through. Or, oh boy, my insurance agent really doesn't want me driving through here because this has large hail and it's going to be a good thing to make a good choice now rather than get stuck in the middle of some large hail or a tornado and then have to make the best of bad choices.
Yeah, and that's definitely something we don't want to have to run into. So that's a good thing. They can learn that with this class. And, you know, we talk about online classes as well. And obviously there's a lot of benefits to a live online class, especially these days. Right, Adam?
Oh, definitely. You know, obviously, with the virus going on, you know, this is a safe way of being able to attend a class and be able to expand your knowledge without risking exposing yourself. You know, it's also nice that, you know, you can bring as many people as you want into the class. You can have your kids sit alongside of you. If you've got a kid that's a big weather enthusiast, that works out well. If, you know, you're feeling uncomfortable being in groups, that's something that works out well, too. Or let's say that you're farther away and you know, certainly don't want to travel, you know, an hour to get to this class. You can just hop online and you can be able to take it.
Yeah, and you kind of mentioned there, too, this is a class that's good for everyone. Anyone can attend these NIAC continuing education classes.
Oh, that's right. All the classes that they're offering this summer, you know, they range, you know, from classes that young children or teenagers can take. It may be, you know, if an employer wants to expand their knowledge on something, or job seekers, retirees, you know, really they've got a large variety of different types of classes that will help people to be able to grow personally or professionally. And they're just really providing a lot of different learning opportunities to meet your needs.
Yeah, very, very true. And I know we're all looking forward to your storm chasing class. Do you know, are there any other learning opportunities NIAC's going to have with their continuing education that you want to mention this morning?
Well, there's one that looks really interesting, especially for me and the family. You know, they have a virtual scavenger hunt that they're going to be doing. And so that looks to be very fascinating. So that's something that you can certainly check out, too, when you're checking out the storm chasing class on their website.
Mm-hmm. And their website, very easy to find them. Visit NIAC.edu and click on Continuing Education or find and follow them on Facebook. And that's how you could sign up for Adam's storm chasing class as well. Adam, you know, speaking of storm chasing, obviously that's your thing. What was maybe one of your wildest memories or funnest memories from storm chasing?
You know, one of the craziest memories that I have, you know, I was in college. I was very fortunate to get connected with a storm chaser in the Des Moines area who had seen hundreds of tornadoes. He took me down to Kansas, and here I am, this hotshot, thinking I know what I'm talking about. I've studied meteorology. I've taken the storm spotter training classes, and he's like, look over there. Watch that. I'm like, why? There's no rain. There's no lightning. That's nothing to worry. Nothing to watch. He goes, trust me. Watch it. Sure enough, a few moments later, started to see a lowering, and he got me about a tenth of a mile from that tornado. He's like, are you ever going to doubt me again? Nope. No, sir. Not going to do that. You know, that was one of them. Or the kind of the point of the class is the fact that shortly after the movie Twister, a lot of people, when there were tornado warnings, they just go outside because they wanted to see it. So we're over in eastern Nebraska. There's mm-hmm. a highway, and people were lining up, literally almost parallel parking along this highway because they heard about the tornado warning. we knew that there was baseball-sized hail headed our way. So we were getting out of the storm's path. These people didn't realize it. They didn't know they were in the danger that they were in until the hail started pounding them. I remember this one lady dressed up all really nice, two poodles with little pink bows in their hairs in this really fancy car.
Mm-hmm.
And when we drove back through later, her car, along with everyone else's, no longer had any windows.
Mm-hmm.
They were dented up, looking like a golf ball. And they were all soaking wet. And here she's standing by the side of the road, car now totaled, holding her two dogs that are soaking wet. She's soaking wet. Thank goodness that it wasn't deadly for any of those people that day.
Yeah.
But with this class, we want to be able to teach you what to look for, how to stay safe, so that way you don't end up in those bad situations.
And that is an excellent point, I think, to wrap up on there, Adam. And that's what this class is all about. So you can get signed up for Adam's storm chasing class through NIAC's continuing education. Again, NIAC.edu. Click on continuing education or find and follow them on Facebook. Meteorologist Adam Frederick, thank you for joining me this morning and telling us more about your upcoming storm chasing class. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Jesse.
Adam Frederick joining us here this morning on the Country Moose. Get signed up for his storm chasing class today, NIAC.edu. Click on continuing education.